When President Trump signed his order to dismantle the Obama administration's climate policies, he cited a familiar reason.
To reverse government intrusion and to cancel job-killing regulations.
But environmental regulations can create jobs as well. Glynis Board of West Virginia Public Broadcasting looks at some of them in coal country.
Ed Watson is in the business of fixing broken streams. He's a hydrologist with Canaan Valley Institute. From the inside of his truck, Watson points to a forested hillside towering behind a shopping center in Logan County, West Virginia.
So this is where we started trying to recreate a stream that was short-circuited.
This area was damaged by coal mining and took 5 years to restore. Watson studied old topographical maps and clues in the land to figure out where streams here used to flow.
Our thought process was to try to rehook up the plumbing of the watershed. So we put some streams back where streams haven't flowed for 50 or 60 years.
Watson was hired by Ecosystems Investment Partners. It's a land restoration company that buys up properties like this across the country and then restores them in exchange for credit from state and federal agencies. It's a business model made possible by environmental regulation.
So you come back after 5 years and somebody assesses what the ecological value is based on a certain scoring mechanism, and then that credit is a commodity that can be bought and sold.
Developers buy that credit to make up for the damage that they do nearby, developers like coal and gas companies or big box stores.
It's better than hit and miss coal mine.
Chris White and his brother Jason come from a family of coal miners, but they found more steady work. They created a company called Appalachian Stream Restoration.
So you talked about how like people think of you as environmentalists. Do you consider yourselves environmentalists?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. I prefer to think of myself as a capitalist.
The Whites employ about 30 people, many of them displaced miners. They travel all over the region fixing broken streams with backhoes and other heavy machinery. There's actually a trade association that tracks all this and says ecological restoration is a $25 billion a year industry.
It's a huge economy that requires specialized training, requires specialized people, and create high-paying jobs.
Some scientists question how sound these restoration projects are. Matthew Baker of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, sees them as a kind of Disneyfication of nature.
Because it's tough to design what we don't fully comprehend, more often than not, our restorations are a partial fix, pale imitations of reality. And in some parts of the country, there are no longer any unimpaired streams we can use to remind us of what we ought to be shooting for.
President Trump is making good on campaign promises to roll back environmental regulations. But stream restoration contractor Chris White is not worried about his job. It's tied to the Clean Water Act, and so far, no one is targeting that. In fact, White welcomes the rollbacks. He thinks they'll promote development, and that will create more business for him. For NPR News, I'm Glynis Board in Logan, West Virginia.